Welcome to Lemons and Limes, the David and Abigail show. I'm David, and this is my co-host and sister, Abigail.
It's me!
Hi!
I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know which one I want.
Well, you have a lot of time to decide. You can do whichever your heart desires, you know?
I'm here, okay.
But okay. I feel like I need to make clear, too, that we're brother and sister, because we have the same last name.
Yes. We're not married.
Well, see, I mean, I just don't know what people will assume, so. But we are, in fact, related. However, we are brother and sister.
And yes, we are.
This is our show. And we are starting off with this episode, and we're going to kind of see how it goes.
We don't know how it will go.
And not really, no. But we both like doing stuff like this. Abby posts a lot of Instagram stories, you know, stuff like that.
You like listening to podcasts.
Ah, yeah, that too. I've like dabbled with like YouTube stuff, but this should be fun. I like it.
You've dabbled.
I've dabbled.
Dabbled.
Maybe more in the future, we'll see. But anyway, but yeah, this is kind of like an excuse for Abby and I to hang out because we don't live in the same state anymore.
Yes.
Which, I don't know how Abby feels about that. You know, if she's bitter or not, I don't really know.
Am I bitter? Yes, I'm very bitter. I don't think so. I don't know.
You're like, wait, I don't... are you bitter? Let's talk about that.
I don't think so. Well, I'm obviously, like, you know, I'm in New York and you're in California.
Right.
And,
we both grew up in New York.
Yeah, we both grew up in New York. Upstate New York.
Upstate.
Let's make that clear.
Well, we're from the Bronx.
Yeah, can you tell by our accents?
Ah,
yeah.
Yes. The thick New York accents.
Yeah.
Which,
no.
That's something. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. The whole shoes thing. But, yeah. So we both
grew up. Okay. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Well, we both grew up in upstate New York, and I, through a series of events, it's a long story. We'll get to
yeah, it's a long story.
But I don't know. Maybe we'll get to that in another podcast. But I now live in California. I moved out here for a job, essentially, and here I am.
Yes.
I live in the beautiful Central Valley, because you might assume I live in LA, and I don't. I don't at all. And yeah. I was being sarcastic when I said Central Valley, just by the way, too.
Oh, wait, what?
It's not beautiful.
Oh, I thought you said, like, that you were sarcastic about the part that you said Central Valley. I'm like, oh. Wait a minute, but you do live in Central Valley, so.
You're like, whoa, hold on.
I'm like, are you joking? Yeah, are you, like, trying to be, like, funny?
You're like, I didn't get the joke.
I didn't get it. Like...
Oh, my gosh. But yeah.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think I'm kind of like in the middle. Like, I'm kind of, I don't know what that means though. I don't know, but like I feel like you're there for a reason for right now, you know, because like that's where you are, you know, and obviously like you're kind of there for an even bigger reason now, you know, like because of your girlfriend, of course, and,
yeah.
Which I'm sure you'll introduce some other time, but, on the podcast, I mean, but you know, like we miss you, but like, I don't feel bitter that you're there. I just, you know, I just, cause I can talk to you all the time, but you know,
yeah.
I just kind of feel like it'd be nice that you were here, but it's, I'm okay that you're gone. Cause we can still talk, you know?
Yeah. Cause the thing is like, Abby and I are really good. Like friends, not just like siblings. Like when we were younger, we didn't get along very well, and we'll probably share some childhood stories of
you
examples.
You probably remember more than I do.
Yeah, but you know, like as we grew up, though, we had a lot of mutual friends. We hung out a lot, and
as we got older, yeah,
I don't know, like we. Like since we, like, separated, basically.
Apparently we're getting a divorce next, so.
I don't know. I just mean, like, you know, since we,
No, I know what you mean.
Well, we're not in the same state anymore, you know? Like, we don't hang out as much as we used to. Because, again, like, we had a lot of mutual friends. We would, like, do stuff together. Like, it was pretty, like, if we were doing something, it was usually, like, with friends that we both had. So, like we would end up going to the same places and stuff like that. So this this podcast is kind of an excuse for us to hang out like a lot more, you know.
Yeah,
so,
like talk and like chat. We've just parted ways location wise but not like emotionally.
Right, yes, uh-huh.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, so we have not parted ways emotionally.
Just to sum up.
But yeah, I mean, we like text a lot and stuff like that too. And, you know, it's, this is, again, just an excuse for us to hang out. And you all get to enjoy the benefits of that. So you're welcome.
Yes, because we are amazing.
Yeah. You will find how goofy we are and how much you realize why we need a podcast. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you will find, probably littered in our comments, or comments, our, like, dialogue, like, some inside jokes and things that hopefully will, you'll all be a part of as well, so.
Yes, they will not be so much on the inside anymore.
They will be on the outside. Although, people who don't listen, people who don't listen to the podcast, that will still be inside joke for the podcasters, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, we also make a lot of Friends references, which just make that pretty clear.
Yeah, like the TV show.
Yeah. Because we both love that show, and we've seen each episode just about 20 bajillion times. Is that right?
Bajillion.
Bajillion.
About the right number, yep.
Yeah, just bajillion. So there's that.
How do you feel being in California as opposed to, like... I mean, like, this is, like, a huge question. I mean, like, briefly, I mean, like...
Yeah, I'll break it down.
Like, how do you feel being away from us, like, knowing that your original place was, like, here in New York, like, upstate New York?
Yeah, well, like, it was a big change because it was the first time, like, on my own. I had lived basically with mom and dad, with you guys, forever. I moved out, like, briefly for, like, a semester in college, but that was about it. And then I ended up moving back in because my roommate, he was going out of town for, like, a job over the summer. Anyway, but so, yeah, I don't know. It's a big change. It really pushed me into adulthood more because now I'm way more independent. I pay rent and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, I feel more like a grown-up. I have a car. I bought it myself, you know?
Yes, you do.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I miss you guys too, and it's kind of hard sometimes because, like, I'm so far away from home, you know? Like, I can't just be, like, it'd be one thing if, like, I was in New York and, like, living on my own, and then I could be like, oh, well, I can just see you guys anytime, you know? But it's not like that, you know?
Or even, like, if you're a six-hour drive away, like, you just be like, oh, I'll take, like, a trip for a couple of days and be, like, over the weekend or whatever.
Exactly. Or, like, we're not on the same coast even, so.
Yeah. But like, we literally will look at different oceans at the same time.
Oh, my God. That was so deep. Holy cow.
Are we allowed to go that deep?
I don't know. We don't have specific rules or anything, but wow. I mean, bravo. But yeah, so, I don't know, like Abby said, I feel like I'm here for a reason, though, and I'm kind of hoping it leads into something bigger, so, yeah. So we'll see how that goes. So this will be our journey, all of us together.
Yes, all of us, including you.
And so, okay, this is a great segue, because one of the things I wanted to talk about, and we've talked about it together and with my girlfriend, and it's kind of hilarious, and it came up yesterday too because of a Facebook article.
His girlfriend who lives in California too.
Yeah, she basically grew up in California. She did live elsewhere for a little while, but she has basically lived in California. So something that I noticed, because there are cultural differences between New York and California, and it's strange because you think America's all one big country, but there are still things that are different, you know. And there were things I would notice that my friends do or like would do or don't do and stuff like that. One thing that we all picked up on, and especially my girlfriend and I, was so what we refer to our athletic shoes as. Now in New York, which apparently like literally the rest of the country does not say this except for like our small part of the US, we call athletic shoes sneakers. And, like, Abby, you can defend me in saying we have always grown up calling them sneakers, right?
Yes, always. Like, I can't even think of another term I would use for it. Like, just, like, shoes, of course. But like, I mean,
shoes,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, but, like, if they were, like, sneakers, like actual, like, shoes I would use to, like, walk a lot or, like,
or, like, know, athletic, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, do, like, sports types thing, you know, that weren't, like, cleats or anything like that. But, you know what I mean? Like running or go to the gym. You know, like, I call them sneakers.
Yeah. And I found out that nobody knows what that word is here. They don't know what the word sneakers is. And
they think we're weird.
Yeah. And she also, like, she teases me how just, like, the word sneakers sounds. But nobody ever says it like that, you know? Anyway, that's not the point. Anyway.
But what do they call it?
Well, the rest of, like, the country, like, not our small part of it, calls it tennis shoes.
Yeah, and Mom actually said, because we were talking about this last night when I was showing her that article about, like, differences between different, that was very redundant, but different things, in the country, you know, like,
yeah,
trash, like, can and garbage can and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's, like, a map where it shows where they say those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was saying when she was growing up, they used to call, like, around here, like, we call it soda now. But when she was growing up, they called it pop. Like, around here,
yeah.
When she was growing up, they called them tennis shoes. Now they call them sneakers.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah, because we always grew up saying sneakers.
Yeah, we would always call them sneakers. And even she calls them sneakers, even though she grew up, when she was younger, calling them tennis shoes. But she actually remembers people calling them tennis shoes, she said.
Yeah, I think we say soda too, I think, right?
Yeah, soda is more common in this area.
I know I've said pop, but I think soda is definitely what I usually say.
Something I always forget is that down south they call, like, any soda a Coke.
Yeah,
I'm not generalizing into, like, every single person, but, like, I've heard that a lot of people, and I've seen it too when I've been down south, like,
yeah,
you know, and like the south, like, from Texas to, like, you know,
We
Virginia,
have
North Carolina,
down south too.
Like, yeah, like, it's like they just call it a Coke. What kind of Coke do you want? Oh, Sprite. Like, that makes sense, right? Oh, no, it doesn't.
No,
that does not make sense.
It would only make sense in the fact that, like, Coke owns a lot of different sodas now these days.
Yes,
but they don't.
Very true.
But I don't even know, like, what they own, you know.
Yeah, there's, well, basically, like, every other, like, Pepsi, like Pepsi,
yeah.
Cola, like,
yeah.
I mean, they own, like, so many different types of sodas too, and, like, every other type of soda. I don't know, it's very confusing.
It is very confusing. I don't know.
And they're all basically the same thing in each brand, you know, but they're just different names.
Right.
Like Sierra Mist and Sprite.
They're basically the same. I think they have subtle differences, but they're,
well, yeah, like, I would prefer Pepsi over a Coke, actually, which is, like, the small minority that would prefer a Pepsi over a Coke, but yeah.
Interesting. I knew, one of our friends is like that, too.
She's like that, too.
I didn't mean it like that. Well, you know who I'm talking about. She always had her cherry Pepsis. She loves her cherry Pepsis.
Oh, yeah.
Which, they were good. Whenever we visited them, I would always be like, I don't know, give me a soda. But yeah, so
yeah
that article was interesting. Though there was a couple other things I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's just interesting when you think about America and how we actually have cultural differences when it comes to different states and things and different regions of the U.S. because the sneakers thing, it, according to this article anyway, it wasn't just New York. It was, like, New York and up north of New York as well. Like, and around,
yeah, like,
the area.
The northeast, like, New England.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, New England. That's probably the better way to put it. So, did you, I think you said you had a work story. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I don't think it's not very long, though. Because I have better work stories, but, like, I remember things here and there, you know, so I can probably remember them some other time, actually, but yeah, this one, so this happened yesterday, and, just, like, okay, so I work at, like, a coffee shop chain. Like, generally, when we go into work, I'm just trying to explain, like, kind of the context, like,
yeah,
when we go into work, like, and we want a drink before we start working. Like, you know, you show up a few minutes early, and you usually make your own drink. But sometimes, like, there's,
it sounds
like
you're talking about alcohol, but you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about coffee or, like, iced tea or whatever, you know.
If you want your drink in the morning, yeah, I get it, yeah.
Yeah, you drink in the morning. Yeah.
we are both over 21, just for the record.
Yeah, just for the record. Yeah, it's okay. So anyway.
Up in the morning, it's fine.
I have another story about that too, though.
Oh, goodness. But
alcohol,
yes.
Okay. Alcohol and one of the drinks.
Wait, but in the anyway, morning? Oh, okay. Wait,
it was pretty early in the day.
Okay, well, let's not derail this conversation.
Get me back to that one. But okay. Anyway, so normally we would come in and make it ourselves, but sometimes when there's like a lot of like drinks in line, you know, like the baristas are too busy making the drinks that you can't really get in there to make one, so you just like get in line yourself and have them make it for you.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, I mean, like, you don't want them to have to make it for you, but it's like actually better that way.
Yeah, and well, and I imagine like opening time for a coffee shop would be like really prime time, you know, like people want their coffee first thing in the morning.
Well, actually at ours it's a little different, but yeah, and I won't really talk about that, but yeah. It's like, this wasn't really early in the morning. This was, like, later in the day.
Oh, okay.
Like, not really late, but, like, late morning, maybe, like, noonish.
Gotcha.
So, anyway, my manager, she's a great manager. I love her. I'm not just saying that because she could possibly listen to this. I'm really serious. I'm really serious. Like, I really like her. And so, what I do is, when people are in line, they order, and then I have to put these tickets, like little stickers, on their cups for what they want. And so when if just like three of them, someone orders, when I'm doing that, I don't really look up and make much eye contact with the next person. I just kind of say, oh, hey, I'll be with you in just a second. Yeah. And like, just, I don't look at them really because I don't want them to start telling me what they want because I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
So did that happen? And I got done putting the tickets on these cups, and I look up, and my manager's standing there.
Oh.
And I jump.
Oh my gosh.
I actually like jumped, like, and I made this face, I guess, she said. I don't know. And she looked at me like, what? Like, she said, like, what? Like, and I'm like, I just wasn't expecting to see you there. And she's like, who were you expecting? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm like a customer. And like, and it's so funny. Okay, so she orders her drink, and it's kind of complicated. And I think I've had it like one other time, but I don't remember it very well. And like, I just wasn't expecting to see her, you know. And so anyway, I put her drink in, I put the ticket on the cup, and I put it down, and I give it to the barista, and I'm like, okay, this is my manager, or this is our manager's drink. Don't mess it up. And she looked at me like, why did you say that?
Oh no.
And I'm like, she's like, do you think I'll mess it up? And I'm like, no, I don't think you'll mess it up. I'm just warning you, like, this is our manager's drink, so don't mess it up. And she's like, whatever, like,
oh my God.
Probably thought I'd mess it up, like, and I'm like, it's not what I meant, like, I'm just warning you.
Oh my God.
So
gosh.
that's a story, but no, but the other one is like,
oh yeah, go on.
I actually told you about that one time. So like, I won't say what kind of drink this is because it's very specific to like where I work, but like, it's a very fruity kind of juice kind of drink. And so one time this person ordered this like strawberry juice type drink, and it has a little bit of caffeine in it, and like, she, it was her first time having it, first time trying it, and I made it for her, and she tried it, and she's like, ooh, this would be really good with tequila.
Oh, and my gosh, like, I remember this.
And I'm like thinking, like, you realize this is 11 a.m. in the morning, or I mean, 8, or it was like 9 a.m. or something in the morning, and I'm thinking, it's just like, oh my gosh, I want to go home right now and put tequila in this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right, you do you.
Yeah, you do you.
And, but like, I remember telling your girlfriend about that, and she's like, oh yeah, that probably, like, she's like, I can see why she would think that, because like, those fruity kind of drinks, you know, they're like, you know, yeah.
Like, a lot of, like, really good alcoholic drinks are usually very fruity, too. You know?
Yeah, like the ones that you don't want to taste alcohol, you know, it's like,
yeah, and the ones that you could actually drink way too much of because it tastes so good, you know?
Right, exactly.
And then suddenly you're just plastered.
And that hasn't actually happened to me, but I've seen it happen to other people, so.
Oh my gosh. I know, it hasn't happened to me either. We both drank before, but we don't drink that much, you know? It's like...
That is an interesting subject, because that's something that we both have in common. I don't think either of us have ever gotten drunk.
No, I haven't. I've gotten a little tipsy, but it's only been, like, when I was just having a few drinks with some friends. But even that, like, that was a long time ago. I don't really... I don't know. Like, the friends I have now don't really drink. Actually, a lot of my friends now are a lot younger than me, so they can't drink, which is That's hilarious. Funny. So, and I don't know. Like, it's a very social thing to drink, but, like, I don't know. Neither of us really... We kind of grew up in not, like, a place that was, like, against it, but, like, it's just nobody really did it as a casual thing as much. Not until we were older. I don't know.
Yeah, it's more of just, like, a conviction about it. I don't know.
Kinda, yeah. And, like...
to not get drunk and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I've had, like... I love, like, hard ciders. Those are, like, my jam. I've had beer. Beer's gross. I don't
know. Yeah. I get, like, allergic reactions from, like, ale, too.
Whoa. Really?
Like, did I tell you about what happened with that hard root beer?
No. Oh, no! What happened?
No, I'm okay. It's just, I got some highs from it.
That's not good.
Yeah, and I found out, like, I looked at it, and I guess it's a type of ale. And before, you know that, have you ever heard of that apple ale? I forgot, I think it's like...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't have to say the brand, but it's like, you know...
I do know.
It's like a very popular apple ale brand, and I had that before.
Yeah.
And I reacted, I had hives to that.
Whoa, wait, and you might want to explain why.
Oh, well, I don't even know why, though, because, like...
Well, you do have... Because,
like, I do have a lot of allergies. I have peanut and Trina allergies, but, like, I don't know what exactly is in these ales that are causing me to have allergic reactions, because there's no, like, nuts in them or anything, I don't think.
Yeah, I was about to ask.
I need to look up ingredients. Like, I actually was Googling about ales, and I guess there's, like, some kind of, like, ingredient in them that some people... have a weird reaction to, but like, or like an allergic reaction to, but like, I guess it's more common with like Asian people, so I don't know. I'm not Asian, so I don't know.
No, we're not any part Asian.
Like, I guess like Asian people, I'm not saying this to be like racist or anything. Like, I mean, I guess like, obviously, like, I mean, like, Asian people actually have to be really careful with like ales and beers and stuff because of certain ingredients in them that they react to.
Huh, that's really interesting.
I don't know why. But anyway, well, they said some other people can react to it, too. But I forgot what the name of it was. I had to look it up again because, like, it was a really weird name. But well, I'm kind of just going to stay away from ale from now on.
Yeah. Well, do your research and come back. Let us know.
Yeah, I will.
We're a very informative podcast here at Lemons and Limes.
Definitely.
Oh,
shit. But what's weird about it is that, like, I didn't know it was an ale because it was called Best, you know, root beer. So,
yeah.
Like, it was, like, you know, it was, like, hard root beer. So... Like, you wouldn't think it would be an ale, like, or, like, a beer type thing. Like, I thought it was just, like, hard.
Like, root beer, like alcohol.
Like, the hard cider. Like, yeah.
Just as, like, another topic, we should probably mention what the word, or what lemons and limes came from.
Oh, yeah.
Which, actually, was your idea, so if you want. Oh, yeah, it's kind of, the subtext, kind of, the podcast is, like, the same but different. Lemons and limes, you know?
As you can probably see if you're watching this, or not watching this. We're not a video, so...
No, we're not.
If you're listening... I mean, if you have listened... If you are listening to this, or you were looking at the thing when you're listening to this, you probably saw that it said the same bit different. But yeah, that's basically why I was trying to think of something that would, like, kind of, I don't know if this makes sense. Like, I was trying to think of something that would represent David and I both in the same way but different ways at the same time.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just magically thought of lemons and limes.
Yeah, it was really clever. Like, I'm not just saying that. Like, it really was.
What's really funny, though, is that the first time I told David about it, he didn't like it.
I didn't?
No, you didn't. You thought it was weird. I told you about it, and then, like, I mentioned it again later, and you're like, oh, that's a great idea! And I'm like, what?
Oh my god, did I really do that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Holy cow.
You were like, why would you call it, like, after, like, citrus fruit? Like, I mean, you didn't actually say that, but you were acting like that. Like,
oh my gosh, I don't remember that because I really, and again, I'm not even joking. I think it's really clever. I like it a lot. Holy cow. I don't, wow. Okay. Called me out there. All right. That's fine.
Well, I think Todd was there. I think it was like, I thought of it and told you about it when I was visiting you.
You came up with it way before that.
Did I?
Yeah.
Or at least, I don't remember, but I don't know. I remember Tatiana Arbutbeat was like,
Well, I remember us telling her about it, and Tatiana's my girlfriend, and
yeah,
I remember us mentioning it to her, and she said that she really liked it. She wanted to get, like, her opinion.
Yeah, because she liked it, and then you were, at first you were, like, weird about it. I don't know. I actually remember something you didn't.
Interesting. That must have been a long time ago then, because I've liked Lemons and Limes since you came up with it. Like, when we've been talking about it for the last few months, I don't know, I like it a lot. I'm already like making branding and stuff, you know?
But do you want to explain like the handle?
Oh yeah, so and we'll mention it probably at the end too, like our Twitter handles and Instagram and all that. But yeah, so I came up with the Twitter, well, like, just the show handle, because it's not really just Twitter, but,
Yeah, this was really clever, too.
I came up with LNL DA Show, so it's LNL DA Show, if you say it, like, fast. So it just stands for Lemons and Limes David Abby Show. But, like, when you read it, it looks like LNL DA Show, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is... kind of cool.
But thank you.
We're like,
but follow us on social media.
yes please.
No, but for real, you should follow our podcast. It's going to be on Twitter. I think we're gonna have an Instagram, I think, too, and Facebook.
When we're recording this, it doesn't exist, but hopefully when we put this out, it will exist. So
it should. Yeah, we should have more under our belt. There's literally, Abby and I have a notebook, and it's a shared notebook in, like, OneNote, and we have all these different, like, things in there, and one of them is the social media tab, and then the technical details, which just have all this links and stuff that Abby's probably, like, doesn't even want to look at.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, overwhelmed by them.
Yeah. All the tactical crap is my job, so.
But, like, I'll probably do more of, like, the social media, with the social media stuff, to be honest, so.
Yeah, and we'll both be interacting on it. Like, if...
Like...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I already have people that are, like... I'm not saying I'm, like, amazing or anything, but I'm just saying, like, I have people that, like, tell me they specifically go out of the way to watch my story on Instagram, you know, or
yeah, and
whatever.
That's cool.
So, like, it's so funny, yeah?
Yeah, when I was visiting New York, we went to one of our local coffee shops. It's not one Abby works at, but like, we went there and to get. I don't drink coffee, but I love teas. But I like vanilla chais, which is like a tea. It's like a tea latte, I think. That's the right way to put it.
What you like is the chai tea latte, yeah.
Yeah. So we went to our favorite coffee shop, and I got the chai, and we were talking to one of the ladies, the baristas there, and she's somebody I remember too, like, she's been there for a little while, and I think, like, she's like, oh yeah, I knew your brother was visiting because I saw it in your Instagram story. I was like, oh my god.
And, like, the funny thing is, like, I don't even talk to her on a regular basis or, like, see her any other time besides going to this coffee shop, so it's,
yeah,
like,
it was really
that's
funny.
Like, the only reason why we know each other. I don't even know her last name, like.
Yeah, it's just so funny that you guys just follow each other, or at least she follows you on Instagram, and she's like, oh
yeah,
I saw in your story, I saw that your brother was here. I was like, oh wow.
Yeah, I follow her too. I like, yeah.
Man.
But yeah, it's funny.
Internet, man, I can't. Although, I'm kind of getting into Instagram a little bit now. I like doing stories. I should do them again. Like, start doing them a little bit more.
Yeah, I tried doing the Snapchat ones. I'm not a big fan of it. Like, I know, like, everyone's like,
yeah,
oh, that's, like, the original one. That's what you're supposed to do. But it's, like, I'm really, like, I feel like the Instagram ones are easier to use and you can tag people. We don't need to get into all this, but...
No.
It's just, like, there's a lot more options besides, like, those idiotic filters. Like,
Oh, gosh. All right, yeah, we definitely...
I'm sorry, I probably just upset, like, a lot of people, but, like...
Yeah, literally all these people just turned off our podcast. Good job, Abby. You've alienated an entire generation.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just, like, I can't.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. So one thing we want to do to like close up and wrap up the shows is word games. Probably particularly Mad Libs, because Abby and I love Mad Libs, and we want to share this love with you. So it is.
Do you want to? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that as much as it's my job to handle all the technical crap, it's Abby's job to find word games.
Yes. Do you want to do one this or that real quick?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Let me see if I can... oops. Okay, so this is the one that I thought was really funny.
Oh, yeah. And so this or that is basically you just have two questions. And the whole so, thing like, is you basically... just...
Okay. Yeah, you just pick one or the other. Are you okay?
Yeah. We were just talking over each other. It was kind of funny.
Oh, I couldn't hear you.
Oh. Wow.
So, excuse yourself. I do not want to allow you to serve me fresh content daily.
Stupid websites.
So, we can do one that actually you can answer, but I thought this one was funny because you can't answer it.
Okay.
Okay, go you ready?
On. Yes.
Okay, hot chocolate or coffee?
Wow. That's... Wow. Okay, wait. What's your answer?
So, you need to explain why you can't really answer, but I'll answer. I pick coffee.
I feel like you're just calling me out in this episode, like, a lot.
Yeah.
So...
I pick coffee, yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, I already mentioned I don't drink coffee, and I don't. I don't really like coffee. I don't know.
But... And but also,
I don't like chocolate. Which is hilarious that that's the question. I grew up a really, really picky eater. Like, Abby definitely knows this. I barely ate anything when I was growing up. Like,
yeah, I would eat much.
Mac and cheese and bacon. That was, like, my whole diet.
And, like, goldfish.
Oh, yeah, goldfish. Oh, my God.
But you still eat, like, all that stuff.
I literally have goldfish right next to my leg. Like, it's on the ground right over here. Like, do you hear this? Wait. Do you hear this? This is a bag of goldfish. It's sitting next to my desk. So,
he still eats all those things, but like plus more.
Yeah, I do eat like actual food now, but I'm still kind of picky. It was so funny. My girlfriend, she showed me this like quiz, and it was like basically choose all the things that you would not eat, and it had like 80 things. She got like 50. I can't remember exactly what the numbers were, but like I chose like 30 things that I would not eat, and she had like a much larger number of things that she would eat, and I picked so many things that I would not eat, and she was like, yeah, you're still picky. Like, you're not wrong.
That's funny.
So
you pick like, well, what if you had to pick one though, like if you had to drink one, like what would you pick?
I would pick coffee then, like if I had to, because I like the smell of coffee, you know. I could probably get it, like I'm sure, if anything, I would enjoy coffee more than I would chocolate, you know, if I had to, like, drink one.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
What if it was white hot chocolate?
Oh. I would try that. I like white chocolate. See,
that's a stipulation. He likes white chocolate, which isn't real chocolate, so we
it's
don't count
not.
That. But...
Yeah, because I like vanilla, but white chocolate isn't vanilla.
It's basically vanilla chocolate. It's like...
Kind of. I do like white chocolate. I would drink the white chocolate.
That's,
or white
that's
hot chocolate.
Where... That's where you can have it, or you would want to, like, it would be white hot chocolate.
Do they have, like, hot vanilla?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, they have, like, hot chocolate. Is there something called hot vanilla?
You can get a vanilla steamer at, where I work, or any other coffee shop, really.
But is that, like, a hot chocolate? Just, like, in vanilla form?
No, so, so you can do a white hot chocolate with white chocolate syrup and, like, steamed milk or whatever.
Right.
And then, at least this is where I work, and then you can also do a vanilla steamer, which is vanilla syrup and steamed milk, and then you can get with or without whipped cream.
Oh.
Like, it comes originally with whipped cream, but you can get it without whipped cream if you don't want
that. I would drink that. But, see, like, hot chocolate is, like, I don't know, milk and chocolate?
Like, there's things that, like, at coffee shops that you, like, not just where I work, but, like, many coffee shops that you can get that aren't, like, necessarily on the menu. Because, like, you can basically make, if they have the ingredients, they can basically make, like, anything, like, you want. Yeah. Like, how you want it, if you just tell them.
Yeah, I think
like, our local coffee shop here, like, they could make you a vanilla steamer.
Yeah.
Even though it's not on the menu.
Like, if you tell them what you want, they can obviously do it.
Yeah, if it's just, like, steamed milk and then the vanilla syrup and whipped cream, like, and they have all those things, then they can make it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hot vanilla.
Hot vanilla. I'm like, what do you mean by that?
There was, like, such a long pause, too. That was great. You were just like, I'm sorry, what? All right, well, you want to do the Mad Lib?
Sure.
Okay. This should be fun.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is like bringing back memories of like road trips and like Mad Libs.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, I just had a great idea.
What?
So the next time that we are like in the same coast and like we're on like a road trip, like where we're driving for a while, we should film a podcast, or sorry, not film, we should record a podcast in the car.
Oh my gosh.
That's such a great idea. Okay.
I know how this can happen too. We need to talk later. Okay.
Okay. We'll talk offline. All right. Let's not do that anymore.
Sorry, guys. Okay.
Oh my god. I'm writing down car podcast. Podcast. Okay. All right.
How do you do that? Okay.
Wait, do what? Oh, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Okay. Anyway, so I have a podcast for, I don't know when this is going to air, but recently at this time right now, we've had a lot of graduations, like, not, like, any people, like, I've been invited to, but that's okay.
Nobody likes me, it's fine.
But I know, like, that's a familiar thing with everyone right now, like, graduating, or, yeah, like, knowing people that are graduating.
Very summer, yeah.
Yeah, and graduation parties and stuff like that. So,
definitely.
This one is, it's called Party Time, and I believe it's about...
Party time,
and I believe it's about graduating because it starts talking about that in the first sentence. But I'm not sure where it goes, so I don't know.
Well,
anyway, so are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so ready. Do you? Let me see. I need an adjective.
Fluffy.
That was fast.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, plural noun.
Craisins. Wait, that's like a food. Hold on. Let me save that.
Craisins? Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. Wallets.
Oh my god. Okay, and then verb ending in ing.
Speeding. You can come up with something too if you want.
Well, I can see it though, so.
Oh, so it's like ruining it? Okay.
Yeah. And then, plural noun.
Sharks.
Okay. And then celebrity female.
Kristen Bell.
Oh my gosh. Dave and I both love Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Veronica Mars is my jam.
Everything's your jam, apparently, today, so...
Have I said that a lot?
Like, 3 times.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay. You're just like, everything is your jam, wow.
Okay, person in room, male. Oh, okay, well... we only have one option.
Wait, let's do Casper. That's one of our dogs.
He's in the house, that counts, yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't think anybody's home where you are, and there's nobody home where I am.
Right? Yeah, it's just dogs and me. Okay, so silly word, or whatever that means.
Oh, so just, like, any kind of word?
I guess so. You can, like, make it up, too.
Flabbergasted. Like,
all right. How do you spell it? All right, so flabbergasted.
Just all sound right. It out.
Gasted. Okay, so...
I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Verb. I'll put that down.
I'm thinking ones that end in ing. I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah, unless it says that.
Drive.
Okay. And then
every time you say it, you're like, okay, Like I feel like you're judging me slightly.
That's not what I'm trying to do. Okay, so type of food.
Ooh, craisins.
All right, there you go.
Oh, wait, is
yep.
it?
Oh, it's supposed to be plural, yeah.
Okay, okay. I was going to say, does it have to be like a category of food or just like an actual food?
Just a type of food, plural.
Okay, craisins. I don't know why I thought of that. I just like craisins.
Craisins? Okay. And then noun?
Banner. What?
Alright, and then
I just looked at a random word. What?
What does this mean? I don't understand.
What does it say?
It's the same type of food, plural. But the other one was type of food, plural.
Same type of food? Maybe like something...
Oh, like raisins or something.
Yeah, okay, put raisins then.
Raisins.
I don't like raisins. I mean, they're alright.
Yeah, they're gross.
I would eat them, but I just don't prefer them.
If you had to.
Yeah.
Okay, adjective.
Spiky.
Spiky. I'm not even keeping track if these are the accurate, like...
Oh, like...
like... I don't know.
That's
like,
fine. That English. Makes good. That makes good Mad Libs.
Okay, cool. Adjective.
Stately.
Stately.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
All right, cool.
You're like, cool.
All right, type of shoe, plural.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that all just came full circle.
Yes. Okay, so something alive.
Alive? Whoa.
I don't know what that even means.
Whoa,
I mean,
okay.
I do, but that's a little creepy.
Well, we can't talk about Vine that died, so.
Oh my gosh!
Alright, something alive. Wait, but what does that mean? Like...
Like, I guess literally something alive.
Oprah. She's alive, right? Yeah.
Okay. noun?
Letter.
What?
Letter? Like a...
Like the word letter?
Like mail, you know?
Oh, okay.
Or you can say mail.
Alright, which one do you want it to be?
Alright, letter. Like, I can't help you.
I can't help right now. Well, I started typing letter anyway.
How many more are there? Oh my goodness.
There's three left.
Okay.
Verb ending in ing.
Spinning.
Noun.
Hero.
Silly word. The last one.
We can help you think of one.
Doinkle.
Okay. I like
I don't
it.
Know if that, I don't even know what that is. I hope that's not something dirty.
Oh, God. Well.
Okay. So.
Are you ready to read it seriously?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Here we go. So, party time.
Party time.
Party time. All
right. I, like, imagine, like, finger guns, like, hey.
Okay. So. One of the most fluffy things about graduating is that my wallets are speeding a huge party.
Your wallets are speeding when you when you graduate.
Yes. I decided to have a backyard barbecue for all of my family and sharks.
Uh-huh.
I've invited my best friends, Kristen Bell, Casper, and of course, my teacher, Mrs. Flabbergasted. My dad is going to drive hamburgers and craisins on his shiny new banner.
Banner.
He always thinks his raisins taste really spiky, but I think they taste like stately sneakers.
Some high-class sneakers.
Yeah, right, some stately sneakers. My mom is going...
Stinkers?
What? No, sneakers.
Oh, they said stately stinkers. I'm like, oh.
Like, did I say that?
I don't know.
My mom is going to make her famous Oprah salad.
Oprah salad?
Oh, that's gross. All right. Oh, I don't mean like, okay. I mean like, okay. Now we're moving on. All right. Which is my favorite letter ever?
Ah, yes. My favorite letter too.
All right. Mom said after we finished spinning, it's like, it makes me think of like the workout, you know.
Yeah, like a spin class.
Yeah, we can go swimming in our new Hero Doinkle.
Hero Doinkle, yes.
Oh my gosh.
What is Doinkle?
I don't want to know. God.
Mrs. Flabbergasted sounds like an actual teacher, though.
It does.
Like, that actually sounds like somebody's actual last name, you know?
I feel like there could be something called an Oprah sound.
There probably is. Oprah, isn't Oprah like a, I know Oprah the person, but isn't Oprah like something? I thought it was like a, is it like a plant? Question mark? I don't know. Well, do you want to do maybe one more this and this or that and then wrap it up?
Sure. Let me see here.
Pick a good one, Abby. No pressure.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. All right.
You're like, why would you say that?
There's so many of them.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's some big lists of them. I was reading through some recently, and some of them are really funny, too.
Okay. This is a good one for us. I mean...
Right.
Scooby-Doo or Tom and Jerry?
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, wow.
I don't know how to pick that, honestly.
I don't either.
I don't know why I picked it.
Wow, thanks, Abby.
I thought it would be kind of cute to, like, discuss, but, like...
Okay. I guess if I had to choose one or the other, I would pick Scooby-Doo. But I love both of them.
I know. I think it's the same, yeah. I really like Tom and Jerry, but, like, I feel like I watch more Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Do you remember? Up. Oh my gosh. There was like a brief time, like growing up, where part of like our morning was eating breakfast and just like watching something, and Tom and Jerry was on all the time. Oh my gosh. That was, yeah, childhood. But I love Scooby Doo.
Yeah. Like, Tom and Jerry, they're like amazing.
Well, and like Scooby-Doo had like a real like story too, I think, that you really got into, so that's kind of why I'm choosing it over Tom and Jerry. But I don't hate Tom and Jerry, you know.
Well, I think with Scooby-Doo, it's kind of like, the thing is, like, as we got older, I mean, you feel more like connected to it when there's like a storyline.
Yeah,
as you get older, you know, like with Tom and Jerry, it's kind of like we kept watching it as we got older, and then we're like, oh, it's kind of like, okay, well, there's nothing else to it, so.
Yeah, there's not really a.
But it's like, deep we have like great times watching Tom and Jerry. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just like.
Can I blow your mind right now?
What?
There could be people watching this podcast that have no idea what Scooby Doo or Tom and Jerry is.
What?
Because they're so young. Yeah. Especially Tom and Jerry.
Or listening to the podcast, yeah.
Or what did I say? Did I say watch?
What?
I meant listen. Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
If you don't know what Tom and Jerry or Scooby-Doo is, then you need to, I don't know, like, you need
go
to fix
somewhere
it.
And listen to it.
I honestly, because, like, both of those shows were before our time, and that's why I think there might be more kids these days that won't actually know what that is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, holy cow.
That's insane. Oh my gosh. Well, like, they still, I don't know.
Probably still show reruns.
Like, they probably heard of it, right? Like, and not like me. I would hope so.
I hope so.
The hope for the future.
I have hope for this generation, sort of.
Yeah. That's funny.
All right, well, I think we're good.
Sorry, it's burped.
So
I didn't mean to end on that kind of note, guys. I'm sorry.
All right, well, great. Let's just wrap it up quick here, Abby.
All right.
All right, well... Thank you guys for listening. I almost said watching. yeah, so if you want to follow us on, you know, Twitter and stuff, my handle is itsdavie3, itsdavie3. That's on Twitter and Instagram. There's a description in the podcast, so I'll link all of our stuff too. And then, Abby, how can they find you?
Mine is at... Abigail, A-B-I-G-A-I-L, N as in Naomi, Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N, and that is on Instagram and Twitter as well.
But yeah, go follow us, We post things. I post things sometimes. Abby posts a lot of Instagram stories, so.
Yeah, I was gonna about to say my Snapchat one, but I really don't post on there, so I wouldn't bother.
You're like, nah.
If I ever do, I'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know. And then also, the podcast I mentioned has social media as well. LNLDA Show. LNL the Show.
LNL the Show.
That's also going to be our website, so you can also go there. But yeah, look in the description too. All that stuff will be in the episode description. And yeah, any final thoughts? No.
I'm hungry.
Oh. Okay.
Even though I had a really big dinner, I don't know why.
Well, go grab some goldfish. That's what I do.
I don't have any goldfish.
Wow.
Wait, I have pretzel goldfish.
Oh, those are great too. Okay. All right. Well, on that note,
that's a good way to settle.
Yeah. All right. Well, we gotta go. Abby's gotta go eat pretzel goldfish.
Yeah. Right. Mm.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, and be sure to stay tuned. There will be more. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh my gosh. Bye.